Joining us now by phone is Jeff Milchen, co-founder of the nonprofit American Independent Business Alliance, or AMIBA. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, can you tell us a little bit about the American Independent Business Alliance?
Sure. We're a national nonprofit organization that works to help communities and independent businesses form local campaigns and coalitions that are all about helping independent local entrepreneurs to thrive despite competition from chain businesses and online merchants, and build more vibrant, durable local economies based on locally owned businesses and creating ongoing opportunities for local citizens to create their own businesses. It started off, actually back in the late 90s, I co-founded and directed the first Independent Business Alliance in Boulder, Colorado, for its first 3 years. And almost immediately, we started getting inquiries from other communities and businesses that were concerned with the same challenges we were working to confront of chains taking more of the business and market share, the rising challenge from online merchants that was just beginning at that point. And so it was clear almost from the beginning that there was a real need for a resource that could help replicate that kind of model nationally. So 3 years later, I went on, along with the current co-director, Jennifer Rockney, to co-found the American Independent Business Alliance as a nonprofit organization specifically to help seed these organizations where local people step up to make it happen, to share the best practices and a huge range of tools and templates, and to serve as a communication hub so that when a group in one community comes up with a great idea, we can quickly turn that into a kind of replicable model that other alliances around the country can use to their advantage as well.
You launched a campaign on November 1st called the Shift Your Shopping Holiday Campaign. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. This is a second annual campaign, and it's a partnership amongst the American Independent Business Alliance, Business Alliance for Local Living Economies, and other regional partners, with the theme of simply getting people to make more conscious choices with their gift buying and working to build a tradition that strengthens local economies, expands employment, and nurtures a sense of community while providing a more relaxed and rewarding shopping experience. So getting folks, you know, not to swear off doing any business with the chains or online, but to really think about the greater overall value that local independent businesses often can provide and about the quality of the experience for themselves, that it's a whole lot more enjoyable and positive experience generally to patronize your local independent businesses than going to get crushed at the regional big box stores or sitting home alone doing business over the web.
Has there been research into what kind of effect this has on local economies if people do decide to do more of their shopping at local independent businesses?
Absolutely. There's what we refer to as a local economic multiplier. And there have been numerous studies done over the past several years, 10 actually in the past year alone, that have reinforced the substantial economic benefit that accrues to communities when people choose to do more of their shopping with local independent businesses. So with retailers, for example, typically 3 to 3.5 times more money goes right back into your local economy if you spend it at a local independently owned business versus an absentee-owned chain. And of course, almost infinitely more than if you choose to buy from buy.com or Amazon or whoever else online.
Mm-hmm. Well, your organization helps independent businesses start something called an Independent Business Alliance. You have these all across the country in different communities. What do those alliances do locally?
Sure. Well, independent business alliances have three main components. One is executing public education campaigns, what many people recognize as buy local campaigns, but we like to frame a little bit more broadly than that. Basically, getting people to really fully understand the important roles that local independent businesses play in the local economy, quality of life, civic engagement in many other realms, as well as, of course, the overall value they provide. Secondly, to facilitate opportunities for independent business owners to compete successfully through collaborating with each other at the local level, facilitating identity through group branding and shared logo. Group purchasing opportunities are some examples of that, basically helping them gain the advantages of larger businesses, but without sacrificing their independence. Mm-hmm. And then the third and last realm is to create a strong, uncompromised voice to represent the interests of local independent businesses at the local and regional level, both in media and in government, because too often we see it's the big businesses that have paid lobbyists and PR firms working for them that they get their interests heard and acted on. Meanwhile, the smaller businesses really need a voice to speak up for them. So that's another crucial role that independent business alliances can offer. So certainly encourage folks to go to our website, amiba.net, to learn a whole lot more about what those can do to help build stronger local economies and help local entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want to remind our listeners, we're talking with Jeff Milchen of the American Independent Business Alliance. To learn more about the organization, visit amiba.net. Thank you for talking with us. Is there anything that you'd like to add, Jeff?
Well, I just certainly want to encourage folks as you're doing your holiday shopping, really, try to think about the overall quality of the experience. Think about value as something more than mere cheapness, where admittedly, if you're basing decisions on that alone, it may be the chains or online merchants that can win out. But really think about the overall quality of products, the value of personal service. And of course, if you want those businesses to be there to serve you in the future, you know, please don't use the local businesses as showrooms and then look to save a few dollars on sales tax by going online. Those businesses really are the backbone of your communities, both economically and civic organizations. So give a gift to your community at the same time you're giving gifts to your friend and family by supporting those community institutions. And you might be surprised at how rewarding it can be.
Thanks again so much for talking with us, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving and holiday season.
Thanks so much for having me on, Kara.
All right, Jeff. Take care.
Bye. Thanks.